This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ever done that where you walk out of work? Here? Yeah, you walk out of work one day and you're like, good. And then when you're walking back in, you go, hold up, did I just 10 minutes ago? I swear to God, I just like, did I get in my car, not turn it on, and then just get back out and go back in? So, I'm wearing different clothes.
Same vibe.
Yeah, okay, so it's not just me?
No, I feel it deeply.
Yeah, I got you. I had to send out the email today. I had to send out the big email today. There's 22 days till toy drive. I had to start telling folks, you know, how it is that we, literally, here's what's wild. And especially, let's just put it into our terms for toy drive, because we do toy drive. And then, Michaela, you don't even, this is glorious. You know how athletes sometimes will have an off season and you go, yeah, God, it'd be nice to have that. We get a little bit of that because of the way the holidays fall. We go ahead and we do toy drive, and then that's it. We walk away till after the new year.
Yeah, nice.
But what's crazy is that in our building, people kind of forget that sometimes. And so we've run into this where toy drive will happen and then we're ready to walk away and they're not ready for us to walk away. So I had to put out the word today that, like, 22 days till toy drive, you know, get everything in order. Cause once toy drive comes, then it's doable to do radio stuff, but to record commercials and stuff like that, it's not as easy as it might be, mostly because I have a constant stream of traffic below me on Sahara.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then honestly, Michaela, you're like, I could do it. Yeah. And you'll see this year, but it's Michaela's first toy drive. She grows up so fast.
She's growing up.
I just can't. But yeah, you'll see. You'll be like, well, I could help. But it's just, it's a lot of, running around. It's a lot of doing and seeing.
Yeah. 22 days. That's insane. That's crazy.
And then the bizarre part, this is weird. 34 days, it's all over. Yeah. And think about it. We were just talking about 70 days the other day. So we get 70, you know, we get from 70 to 22. Think about how quick we'll get from 22 to.
I know. It's crazy, but so exciting.
The weather's going to flip this weekend. You know, you can tell already it's colder outside. Mm-hmm. Already the cold has gotten here. And then this weekend, apparently, we're going to see a little weather. May I don't know what form it's going to take, but supposedly there's going to be a something.
Has it ever rained or snowed during your during toy drive?
Every year, Michaela.
Every year.
Oh no. Yeah. Oh, and all of a sudden, when she talks about rain or snow, all of a sudden it's my toy drive. Oh, I see what's going on. Uh-huh. I see what's going on. Well, I remember that. I remember that one day where all of a sudden, Adrian became my producer. And then, okay. 22 days, y'all. Welcome to Wednesday. It's Chet Buchanan's show.
With the first pick It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Can I tell you another toy drive story, one that you may not expect? For the first time in the 25 year, this is year 26, in the first time in the history of toy drive, I believe I've sold something. Now, one might argue that that's what we do, period, is sell products. We sell stuff. We sell concepts. We sell ideas. We sell music, all of those things. But and it's kind of crazy. So, you know, the ornaments that we do every year?
Sure. Yeah.
There's an opportunity for somebody to sponsor those. And I just called, and the stickers, the I gave stickers, mm-hmm. also an opportunity to sponsor those. So I called. Now, there's still a chance that this could fall through. But I called somebody and said, hey, I think this would be really great for you. You should do it. And they went, oh, my God, I had no idea. And so thereby in heretofore, I want to know what the commission is on that, because somebody's making money off it. It might as well be me.
Really, congratulations.
Truly, the funny part about Toy Drive for years. Now, again, you could make an argument that you know, they've kept me around all this time and continued to, you know, to put up with my agent. You know, when contract time comes around, because of Toy Drive. But honestly, every year I tend to lose money on it because I'm stuck on a scaffold for 12 days.
Oh,
so I'm
sure.
I'm not out doing other stuff.
Right.
And so I kind of thought, well, maybe it's time for my cut. And that was the whole selling the ornaments thing. But we'll see. Hey, the stickers are still available if you're interested. Call your boy.
Yes.
Call Michaela. Give her a P or Adrian. You know.
Yeah.
Maybe
we're answering.
Spread the love.
Yeah, give them a taste. Are you kidding?
That's awesome.
Like I said, it could still get screwed up. But yeah, but even more. Forget about all. I mean, I joke about the business side of it, but I'm just glad to have my friends involved in a meaningful fashion.
Yeah.
For Toy Drive. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, you want to talk business. You want to, and literally, here's the thing, Toy Drive. And if you sponsor those stickers or you sponsor those ornaments, we talk about you all day, every day.
Yeah.
Because the ornament, it's a big deal for people to get the ornaments.
It's worth it.
Yeah, I think. 702-364-9890. It's first pick right now. Hey, are you a jerk if you don't give up your secret recipe at Thanksgiving? It's hang on a second. I don't have the email in front of me. That's my bad, because we were talking about Toy Drive stuff. So I've always loved, Malia sent this email. I've always loved cooking and experimenting in the kitchen. Through years of trial and error, there are many dishes I have become famous for, really. famous. But we get what she's saying. There are many dishes I become famous for, like my pasta sauce and my stuffing.
Oh, that's a big one. Mm-hmm.
My family raves about it and asks me to bring it to every event. It's become kind of my thing. This Thanksgiving, we will be with my husband's family, so I will not be around to make my stuffing for my family. My sister-in-law asked me to teach her how to make it so she could make it for Thanksgiving. Here's the thing. My secret recipe, making air quotes, my secret recipe is kind of a personal thing for me. It took a lot of time, trial and error to get it just right. And it feels like the one unique thing that I contribute to our family dinners. So I'm proud of it. Mm-hmm. So I told my, who is this again? My sister-in-law. So I told my sister-in-law that it's my signature. And then I'd rather keep it to myself. Well, she did not take that well at all.
I see this playing out so clearly.
She got really upset and called me selfish, saying I was being childish for keeping a recipe to myself. She even told my brother, her husband, who's also now on her side. And by the way, I don't think I'm giving away any plot twist here. Of course he is. He doesn't have a choice.
Yeah, duh.
So don't get too worked up about him don't get too worked up about him siding with her. He doesn't have a choice here. So anyway, he's on her side too, saying that Malia is overreacting. I said that I could make a batch ahead of time, says Malia. But she said it's best when it's fresh.
Ooh, she thinks she's been a gatekeeper.
Is Malia being a jerk? 702-364-9898. Why don't we do... Oh, this Disney Descendants / Zombies World So to me, it sounds like fire-breathing animatronics, and it's not too late to make that part of the show. I'm just saying right now, to me, this sounds like robot battle. To me, but it's not. It's a concert, and it's a big deal. And as Adrian told us, like, if you got, you know, younger kids, they're
this
losing.
Is the thing. Yes.
Your parent of the year. So if you would like tickets right now, why don't you be calling number 25 at 702-364-9898. Good luck.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Not yet. We're not on yet. That's okay. That's good. That's fine. I always love that. So, yeah, so every once in a while, we'll engage the phone before we get on, and they go, hello? That's awesome. Adrian, who is it?
Oh, we got Stephanie Starro from the Northwest.
Hey, Steph, now you're on. Now you're on. Let's go.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
So Malia's holding on to her famous stuffing recipe. She don't want to give it up. Sister-in-law says she's being selfish. The brother, which, by the way, again, I think we can all agree, the brother has no choice. He has to support his wife. He doesn't get to support his sister in this situation. You know what I mean? So, is Malia being a jerk by gatekeeping? Is that the right?
That's the word. Gatekeeping. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that what it, hogging, not sharing with others her stuffing recipe?
We have a stuffing recipe in my family, and honestly, we share it. But my sister is that kind of person where she does not share her recipes whatsoever. and I always get salty because, you know, she's got some really good recipes that I want. So I have to agree that I don't agree with gatekeeping the recipes.
That's really funny. I'm dying to know. Michaela, what do you think?
I don't think it's gatekeeping. My grandma had the most incredible recipes. She wanted to keep it in the family. She was Italian. And food is like a love language. Like, you can't be sharing it with everybody. Just eat it, enjoy it. And then if you want a recipe, make your own.
Don't you love your family?
I'm saying
let's share the food with your family.
Yes.
I do.
Yes, I do. That's why I don't want somebody messing up my famous stuffing recipe. I do love my family. I want this to be the best it can be at all times. So am I sharing my recipe with you so you can F it up? No.
No.
I'm not.
And if my grandma didn't give you that recipe, you don't get to have it.
That's right. If grandma wanted you to have... If Nana, God rest her soul,
wanted
you to have... The recipe, she would have given it to you. And did she? No. It's a lot. It's a lot. 6:30 in the morning. I apologize.
Right. It's more hot about this.
I don't know that I
can see both sides.
Yeah. I don't know that I care that much. However, I do. I get it. That's hers. And God forbid everybody goes, hey. So Malia, what's Malia's sister's name? Martha. She's coming up with another M name, and that was the first one that came to mind. Monica. So let's say Malia gives Monica her recipe, and then the family goes, Monica's stuffing's even better than Malia's.
Oh.
Then where's Malia? You know what I mean? There's a lot wrapped up in this.
Yeah, Adrian.
Adrian, how dare you judgment? How dare you look down upon me in judgment?
Well, she gave us her thoughts and she's like, this is the only thing I have. Okay, dork. Like, please, we just want to have a good Thanksgiving. You're over here holding on to something with your family, bro. Just bring the good food to the table.
Say, Steph, I just got to tell you.
Oh,
Adrian's a little under the weather today and he is so teary. I had no idea. I mean, I've. So. Yeah, you two can talk about your tickets for the Descendants Zombies Worlds Collide, whatever the hell that is. But you can deal with him on your own. Good luck.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! So an hour ago, we were saying, didn't we just leave here? Yes. Literally felt. And then, honestly, I just looked up and I went, we've only been on the air for an hour.
I know. I feel like time slows down, though, at least for me. Like, as I know the holidays are approaching, I'm on holiday time. Like, I know we're so close that now I'm like, vacation.
Well, yeah, speaking of which, so Thanksgiving, what, 2 weeks from tomorrow?
Is it?
No, less than that.
Less.
It's 2 weeks.
Okay, 28. Yeah.
2 weeks from tomorrow, Toy Drive. 3 weeks from tomorrow. That's how it works. Oof. We're 22 days from Toy Drive, y'all. Not for nothing, and not to, not to make it uncomfortable or anything, but we got a little bit of work to do, and it's time we kind of start getting our heads wrapped around it. 42 trucks, 7,775 bikes, if we're going to do one more. $802,390 if we're going to do one more.
So good.
And it all starts in 22 days. And even weirder is it's going to be done in 34 days.
Oof. This is great. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I'm also, I've kind of got, and this is how this begins for my mania. You know, we're looking at rain. Maybe some scattered showers, they're saying scattered showers for this weekend. And I was like, and you could tell, and it's gotten colder, the last couple of, you can see, all right, here it comes. away we go.
But it is beautiful by afternoon. Hopefully if we could keep that luck, we'd be in business.
Sun is not my friend. You don't understand. You're up there. I'm up there on top of a 30-foot scaffold.
Oh, for you, for sure.
Yeah. Oh no, it's great for you. Have fun. Yeah, great. Go about your life.
Laying out.
Enjoy yourself.
You're like, Michaela, get up.
I'm
just kidding.
It's fun. I'm excited to see your brand new perspective of it as we go along.
I know, like we like to say, I'll be inside the walls this time. I feel like I've been outside of the gate for 25 years and now to be in it. Oof.
Somebody else just reached out yesterday too. Hey, Chet, I'm from Southern Highland, outside the walls. So good.
I love that.
I'm glad that's catching on. Speaking of which, speaking of inside the walls, Susanna Medellin, who's a proud Inspirata resident inside the walls. They don't have walls. There's some gates, though. There are some gates. There's some walls. Not like Southern Highland's walls. Like those walls are hard to climb over. And I think there's barbed wire on top and maybe armed guards. I'm not sure. Honestly, they go, have you ever been inside Southern Highlands, Michaela?
I don't think I have.
Been inside the walls? I've been to the golf course there a few times. Adrian, you ever been there?
I believe I've been there once.
Been inside? Yeah. They tell you, go straight to the golf course. I know that's where you were. Did you go to somebody's house?
I believe so. I believe so. This was like 4 years ago. Because I didn't know the area at the time.
Did you sign a non-disclosure agreement?
Give me the big parking permit. Fancy-smancy stuff.
You were there.
I was there.
You were. Whose house did you go to? Come on, cough up the info.
Floyd? Just a friend.
Did you go to Floyd?
No, you I wish I went to Floyd
just
Mayweather.
A friend.
Hey, actually, not a friend now. Not a friend,
Oh, baby, you.
Good tune.
You got what I need.
Hey.
Adrian.
Stop holding out on us.
I'm not holding out.
There's no shenanigans.
Admit it.
It was like a Super Bowl party.
Whose?
Just some guy named Mike. That's all.
Oh, baby, you got what I need.
Was the actual Super Bowl at Mike's house?
Does this friend have an aunt? I alternate back and forth between Bill Marquis and my mother. Does this friend have a name? What does this friend's parents do for a living? Fine, whatever. We were talking about Susanna Medellin from Inspirata. She's a two-time champ on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, defending her title next.
The Jet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, the two-time champ, Susanna Medellin from Inspirada.
Ooh.
How you doing, Susanna?
Morning.
Hi, buddy. How you feeling today? Feeling smart?
I'm hoping so. I'm feeling a little better now.
Yes, you got it, Mama.
Were you sick and I missed it?
Yeah, I had a cold.
Oh, yeah, you were saying yesterday you were a little under the weather. Yeah. Were you and Adrian making out? Because now he's got it.
Yeah, Susanna. Yeah.
Love connections all over the place.
By the way, that giggle right there makes you look incredibly guilty. Not answering the question. Not answering the question makes everybody look suspect right now. All right, Adrian, who's our challenger?
A former champion has returned. John Tanzi representing Silverado Ranch.
Let's go. Okay.
I've never known anybody who's wanted to win this game more than John Tanzi. I've never, honest to God, the man is a competitor. The man is relentless. The man, I mean, Michael Jordan, Kobe, LeBron, name any. I'm telling you. That's right, Adrian, say it.
Former four-time champion.
That's right.
Yes. Oh,
you know what's funny? I don't have my glasses on. I thought the screen said forever. Four-time champion. But I was like, who knows? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
All right, John, welcome back. Hey, Susanna, you're going to have to be on your game today. I'm not going to lie. Everybody knows how to play, but I will just remind you to please buzz in with your name. Please also do not answer until we call upon you, because you may think you got in first, but you did not. So first one to three is, I'm so excited. Your quiz master is the one, the only, resplendent in her overalls and zip front hoodie today.
Thank you.
The one, the only, Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
Hot. Okay, the star of the new movie Wicked is saying she can't be a judge on The Voice again because she gets too emotionally attached.
Susanna got in first.
Ariana Grande.
It's Ariana Grande, is it not? Sure,
yes,
is. Champ goes up one zip.
This legendary boxer is headed back in the ring this weekend with Jake Paul.
John
got in first.
Mike Tyson,
and the challenger, the former champ, is off and running.
Fun fact, my coach is actually with him. He coached in this whole fight, and they're so excited.
Your weight training coach?
Yeah. Is that crazy? We got a little inside scoop.
I want to find a place that's having... Okay, so this is weird, though, to find a bar that has Netflix.
Oh, true.
Adrian, you know a place?
Red Rock's promoting it heavy that they're going to have the fight inside of the SO Hotel. It's weird, because can you charge for that? Usually, like, pay-per-views, because it's Netflix. If you have Netflix,
it's a brave new world, dude. It's a brave new world. I'm sure everybody's figured out a way to make their money.
Wild.
I'm sure of it. We are tied at one.
This actress turned talk show host has yet again got a little handsy with her guest.
Susanna. Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, it's Drew Barrymore. So now I've seen have you seen the clip, Michaela?
Yeah, with Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart was on the show and she was I don't know what they were talking about. And then Drew starts rubbing her arm and talking about, I don't know what she was talking about. And then Martha just kind of gives her a little shove and Drew falls over.
Wrong team, Drew.
It's a total work. It's bad pro wrestling. You know what I mean? It's bad. It's lower level, you know, because we all know that like WWE is real. We know that, Adrian.
Of course.
But, you know, it's the other stuff. Why are you so close to me right now?
Because I'm like Drew Barrymore. I'm 3 inches away from you as I interview you.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's such a weird thing that she does.
I can't
decide.
Her.
I can't decide whether I love it or I can't breathe. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
All right. Susanna has two. John has one.
The boss at HBO is confirming that a movie is in early development for a show that created our love for characters like Khaleesi and Jon Snow. What's the show's name?
Oh, that's
John,
funny.
John.
Two.
John.
One. John. Oh, John is buzzing in.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. That would be correct. We are just as expected. An amazing battle to the finish. It's tied at two.
With a hit like Old Town Road, this artist finally has new music coming out.
Susanna for the win.
John.
Susanna got in first. Say it again.
Lil Nas X.
Is the answer. Lil Nas X for the win. Yes! Susanna!
John, but also, did you hear John? He was like, dang it.
Oh.
Sorry, Mike. Bye.
John, again, so close.
Dude, I knew it. He got in quicker. Good for her. All right.
Just keep calling.
Hey, you know what, though? Yeah, seriously, thanks for making our day today. You made us happy. We're all big smiles on our faces.
Yes.
All right, man, and good luck. Good for you.
Thank you, brother. Hey, it's all good right, to hear man. Your voice. We'll get you a belt one of these days. You'll get a belt one of these days.
Mm-hmm.
But that day is not today, I'm sorry. John Tanzi, everybody. And Susanna Medellin from Inspirata. Wow.
Let's go.
A fight of a champion right there.
I'd be a little nervous there.
Speaking of which, may we interest you in a pair of tickets to go see Gladiator 2 at an undisclosed location next Tuesday at 7 p.m.?
Yeah, that sounds great. Thank you.
I chose those specifically for you. Okay, what else? What do we have that you want tomorrow? You already got Pink Box. Do you have Pink Box yet?
No.
Okay, do you want to play for a $50 gift card to Pink Box tomorrow?
Sure.
Yeah, okay then. Great. Champion's choice. Yeah, then we'll do. Okay, then we'll come back. As Susanna goes for win number 4 tomorrow on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Good morning.
Wait until you hear what's next on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Hey, listen, don't tell me now, but I want you to think about this. How do we feel? I'm not saying he's not a sexy man, but John Krasinski, sexiest man alive right now?
I just saw that.
No, I get it. Here's my point. And again, we'll bat this around during the 177 second survey. Like, okay, so The Office, which ended what, 15 years ago, 10 years ago?
Oh my God, has it been that long?
I don't know.
Less than 10.
I think you're right.
I appreciate The Office. I do. I appreciate it. I can't get into it. There, you know what I mean? There's two types of people in this world. You either super love that show, and right now there's people throwing stuff at their radio.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? You love The Office? How do you not?
I know.
That's what she said. All the other stuff. Great. No, it's great. I turn it on sometimes and I go, I'll watch something else.
Yeah. I loved it. I was on the other side.
Yeah. So 2013. 12 years ago.
Yeah, fine. That's insane.
So this is my point. And then Quiet Place 1, Quiet Place 2.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
I don't know. It does. It feel, I have an opinion on choosing him. I will say first, it feels a little random because I don't completely know what he's doing.
Completely sexy. Of course he is. I'm secure. I'm a heterosexual man married to a wonderful woman. I could say it, but I could tell you the man is sexy.
Say fine. About him proud.
Fine. Yes. Mm-hmm. L&P, baby, let's go.
Amen, sister. Loud and proud.
I just don't like. Have we run out of sexy? Is that what's going on?
I could see it because I'll tell you this: you could be not sexy, and if you're funny, baby, that's my. At least for me, that's number one. Like, you're funny, you're the sexiest human alive.
I made a heart of gold.
I've made a decent living off of being not sexy and hopefully funny sometimes on occasion.
Well, then why didn't you get the cover,
McKay? The same reason I didn't even make the top 10 most sexiest bald men, and Danny DeVito did. Okay. Is it not obvious? Really? Are you asking that question?
Who's in just charge of this?
Are you asking that question just to hurt me?
Get these people on the phone. No, we're going to have your back on this.
Just call me ugly. Oh no. No. And on the flip side of that, that's where people are like, you think I'm pretty, right? And it's like, stop it. Stop begging. Stop begging for it. That's not what's happening here. So we'll discuss that. And what is it? Oh, can you step up over a side dish? Can you step up over a side? I know what that is too. More Thanksgiving drama. So earlier on the first pick, there was drama because Malia won't give up her secret stuffing recipe.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Then what do you do? Then what do you do when somebody comes butting in on your side dishes? You're hosting Thanksgiving and somebody comes butting in on the side dishes. Yeah, there's a lot to talk about. We only have 177 seconds to do it and a $50 pink box gift card for your troubles. All of that in just moments.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
I have many things that I have to tell you before we can do anything else. Jeff Buchanan Show is brought to you by Barry's Downtown Prime at Circa. Bring Barry's Downtown Prime home for Thanksgiving. Pre-order a gourmet to-go meal, complete with the turkey, the mashed potatoes, all the fixings. What else, Adrian? I know you don't feel good today, but tell them, man. Tell them. You turn your mic on, bro. Uh-oh. You turn your mic on, bro.
Oh,
bud.
Oh, there he is. No, he's not.
He's got himself muted in the other room. But if you could hear him right now, he's
the
very
way he's yelling into that microphone.
Yeah, waving his hands and everything. Okay. He's saying add-ons.
Oh yeah,
he's saying add-ons.
Oh, there we go.
There he is.
Okay.
Order now at CircaLasVegas.com. The 177 second survey brought to you by the Neon City Festival in downtown Las Vegas, November 22nd through the 24th. Visit NeonCityFestival.com for details. Who is on the phone, please, sir?
We got Robin Paul from the Northeast.
Rob, where have you been, Robin? Hey. With a Y? Robin with Robin Paul with a Robin. Y. All right. Well, you're just the person for this 177 second survey because, well, here's the thing. I'm not saying John Krasinski is not sexy. The guy from The Office, the guy who played Jim in The Office. Uh-huh. I'm not saying he's not sexy. I'm just saying, why didn't he get Sexiest Man Alive? They just announced Sexiest Man Alive. Why didn't he get this 10 years ago? Why now he's Sexiest Man Alive?
Mm-hmm.
No. No. Not now.
Yeah, I'm just...
Maybe somebody.
Well, okay, now that begs the other question, Michaela.
Yeah.
If not John Krasinski, who?
Oh, God, I didn't think about that.
And if somehow, so this is why I wonder, and listen, what was it last year or 2 years ago that Paul Rudd was the guy? Not that Paul Rudd's not sexy, but Paul Rudd was sexy a while back. Like, are we running out of, what have we done to our society, and where have all the sexy men gone?
I mean, would you give it to Ben Affleck? I feel like he's been through a lot this year.
That's maybe another one. No, and he didn't he win it like okay. three times back in the early 2000s?
Yeah, mate, Robin, I'm going to need you to step in on this one. I'm not really into men, so if you could just get over here right now.
Yeah, but you can I'm not into men either, but I can appreciate it.
For me. Don't
use your gayness for a cop-out. Don't use your gayness to get out of it.
All right, who would we choose?
That's the thing. Who would you choose? So this is what I'm saying. So again, let me go back to my original. I'll go back to my second question. Have we run out of sexy men? Have we run out of present day, current sexy men? Have we run through all of them? Who's next up? Who's the next up?
I have no idea. Well,
okay. Nobody has an answer.
All day?
So that's
Cool J. All day.
Yeah, well, again, 50 years ago. This is what I'm saying.
Sexy.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. There's just nobody at the top of my mind that's relevant.
I'm going to need Trump.
This is the guy.
I'm going to need Trump to appoint somebody to figure this one out, too. As long as he's appointing everybody else to everything else. We're gonna have to
He'd appoint
out.
Himself. He'd be like, I'm the sexiest.
Make America sexy again. Massa. All right.
We'll be fighting.
We'll argue about that, too. Yeah, okay. We could try to figure it out. But where'd it go? Oh, there it is. Her name's Monica. She takes Thanksgiving very seriously. It's her favorite holiday. She has upset some people in her family because she loves the food at Thanksgiving and was not a fan of her sister-in-law who said, I'll make the mashed potatoes. You know why? Because Monica knows that her sister-in-law makes instant potatoes. Now she juices them up. Plenty of butter. There might be some garlic in there. You know, the whole deal. She apparently kicks them up quite well. But they're instant potatoes. So Monica said, no, I'll do it with real potatoes. Now the sister-in-law is upset. Is it okay? This is an easy, just a yes or no. Is it okay to speak up about a side dish on Thanksgiving if you know it's going to be done improperly?
No.
Yeah, Michaela, can you speak up on that?
Yeah, no, not if it's going to be done improperly.
Just let it slide. I know you love Thanksgiving, so make your own. Come home, have your really good mashed potatoes. Or just bring, can you bring them? Okay, here's the other question. Can you just bring them?
Yeah.
No. Oh. Maybe she's just not a good cook, and that's the best she can do. Take a little spoonful, so you ate some, and like you said, go home and make your own.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Chet, don't lie about that.
No, I'm just trying to think it through. No, she's not wrong. I'm stuck on the idea of can there be two mashed potatoes? And
not mashed potatoes, maybe scallop potatoes.
Right.
Yeah, two types of potatoes.
That's what I was thinking. It's like, yeah, you could do it if you put cheese on them or something, but maybe you don't want to put your cheese. Maybe you don't want to put your cheese.
Yeah, I wouldn't want any cheese on mine. No, thank you.
If I'm reading Michaela's mind properly, did you want to take one more bite out of this sexiest man alive idea?
Okay. Jason Kelsey.
Yep.
Or Glenn Powell.
Or Travis. Travis, didn't Glenn Powell already get it?
There is
a new generation. You could go Jason or Travis or both.
Totally.
Yeah, there are guys.
Yeah. All right.
Robin, a $50 gift card to Pink Box. Make sure you go see Michaela at, what is it, Oso Blanca in Durango?
Yeah, 7500 Oso Blanca.
Mm-hmm. What time?
9 a.m. is ribbon cutting. We'll be there from 8 to 11. You can win a chance for free donuts for a year. It's worth it. The donuts are really good.
Yeah, set an alarm.
I haven't met Michaela.
Come on. Well, get over here.
We just gave you 50 extra reasons. So there you go. All right, hang on one second. You know how it works.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
I just want to run over something here on Relationship Rehab. Oh my God, look how late it is. Relationship Rehab coming up next. Have you ever heard of the turkey drop?
No.
It's not unlike the unofficial Chet Buchanan rules for holiday dating that we've talked about for many years, and people have sneered, people have sniffed, people have disagreed strongly. Mm-hmm. But apparently it's a thing, the turkey drop. We need to discuss.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! So it was kind of interesting. We were talking about this the other day, and honestly, Michaela, you're the first one that agrees with me on this, that during the holidays, like your window right now is closing rapidly, that person that you're with right now is the person that you're going to have to stay with for quite some time.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or it's going to look poorly upon you, because if you stick with them through Thanksgiving, well, that's got its own set of issues. You know what I mean? As far as like, oh, are you going to go to their house for Thanksgiving? Are you going to meet the family? Ooh, and all of that. And no matter what you may or may not think, generally, unless you know, you've been running them through there and they know that you can't stay with anybody longer than, you know, 3 weeks.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Well, this one won't last. It'll either be that. That'll be the, but there will be conversation. You should know this. There will. And those of you who are in a committed relationship, you remember these days.
Oh, yeah.
You thought it was no big deal. Oh, I'm just going to bring them to Thanksgiving. It'll be great. Who cares? We're going to sit down and have some turkey. Your grandmother and your aunt are planning your wedding by the time you've left.
So true. And so is she or he, for that matter, potentially.
Maybe.
When people take me to see their family when we were dating, that was a very serious step for me. I was like, oh, they clearly want to continue moving forward, which I think is normal.
That's you. Of course, who wouldn't want, you know, to keep you forever? Oh,
God, I don't know. I got Lisa handcuffed.
Of course.
She's forced. No,
they're naming your grandchildren. You know what I mean? Totally. They're naming your children. Yeah, all of that. So my contention is, if you, like, literally, you got to get out now. And that window's closing, and it's closing fast. Because if you wait too long to break up with them, then you're the jerk forever. You're forever known.
Remember Adrian? He broke up with me right before the holidays.
Oh, you can't,
I can't. And
then you've got a little, then you, right before New Year, after Christmas. He didn't even get me anything. You know, whatever. Then there's a small window. There's a small window. Like in January, like maybe till Martin Luther King Day, maybe.
Yes.
But even then, you got to be careful. You got to be careful because he broke up with me right after New Year's.
But if you're me or someone like me, my birthday's January 14th. So you really have to ride it past Valentine's Day. There's got a birthday in the middle, too.
No win with you. Yeah, there's no win with you.
No, January birthdays, you're stuck.
But for most people, you've got a small window in the middle. And then, because if you don't break up with them, then
he broke up with me right before Valentine's Day.
So the opposite side of this, I've talked about this forever. The turkey drop. Dumping somebody right before the holidays to avoid the holiday awkwardness. And you enter into what is being called a sexual hibernation. Until after Valentine's
Day. I swear to God, in all my life, I've never heard of this. And it's kind of iconic. The turkey drop.
The sexual turkey drop.
Hibernation.
It's funny. I put this out. I put this out there through a back channel. And so here's my real question. Are you doing it? Do you know somebody who's done it? Even on the face of it, does this sound like a good idea or a bad idea? I have a very strong opinion on this. Okay. Because it is the complete, it's the same. It's like the weird evil stepsister of the, you got to stay with them all the way through. Mm-hmm. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? You got a small window.
Sure.
The turkey drop. Good idea. Bad idea. Have you ever done it? Do you know anybody who's ever done it? Dumping somebody right before the holidays to avoid holiday awkwardness, and you yourself make a commitment to enter into a virtual hibernation until after Valentine's Day.
Oi. 702-364-9898.
We have a pair of tickets for Jeff Dunham, Artificial Intelligence Residency, PH Live at Planet Hollywood, Sunday, February 2nd, courtesy of our buddies at Live Nation. Tickets go on sale on Saturday at 10 a.m. while Michaela's at Pink Box. You know what? You can be standing in line at Pink Box and get your tickets online.
Yes, right. That's the way to do it.
Bam, donuts uh-huh. and Jeff Dunham. Donuts and Dunham. That's what it should be. They should have come to me for the marketing idea. They didn't. That one's for free. Donuts and Dunham. Dunham and Donuts. Whatever you want to call it. That's fine. That's fine. But for you, your Jeff Dunham tickets are free. And honestly, they make a fantastic holiday gift. So for the ventriloquism lover in your life, 702-364-9898. Let's talk turkey drop on relationship rehab. It's 98.5 KLUC. This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
By the way, can we just have a quick round of applause for Adrian this morning, who's not feeling well? You know what, man? You're crushing this. We're almost there. We're almost there soon enough.
I feel seen. Thank you.
Who's on the phone?
Melissa Alvarez.
Hey, that's you. Hi, Melissa.
Hello.
Hey, this turkey drop thing. You ever heard of this?
I have not. Not until this morning.
I say, dumping, girl.
Dumping somebody right before the holidays to avoid the holiday awkwardness and entering into a hibernation. You know what I mean. Right. Until after Valentine's Day. Good idea or bad idea?
Bad idea.
And you've never done it. You've never heard of anybody who's done it.
No, I have not.
Hank, can you hang on just for 1 second? We've got Jeff Dunham yes. tickets for you. Hang on 1 second. We want to make sure you get those. There is another Melissa that I'd like to talk to who actually has done on purpose the turkey drop before. Can you confirm or deny that you have actually done this before, Melissa?
Oh, confirm.
On purpose.
On purpose, yeah, because like Michaela, I too am Italian and my family is crazy and they would have been planning, yeah, babies and weddings and everything, you know.
Say less, girl. I think it's the right decision that you made. You are protecting yourself and all involved.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
but do you have to go ahead and, you know, put it in the freezer, as it were? Or can you just live your life and maybe you don't have to take them around your crazy family?
I mean, you could, but I just wasn't into it. So why waste their time and my time and emotions yeah. and all of that?
I got you. I'm not judging. I'm just asking questions. I really am. No, there was. So, yeah, there has been some judgment on it, like, oh, well, so let me ask you this. And I mean, know that this is coming from a place of love, because I really do want to know. Is it, I already know the answer. The answer is, of course it is. But is it easy for you to get guys?
Maybe back in the day.
Well, she's Italian. It's easy yes. for my Italian stallion.
Yes. Yes. Understood.
Yes.
No. Well, you know what? Because I'll bet your filter's a little thicker now, if you know what I'm saying.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
100%.
So you can. I mean this just as a friend. Listen to me dancing around it. No, but like, you get a guy if you want him. You get a guy whenever you want.
Oh, for sure.
Sure. Yeah. Because you're a woman. Because guys.
I want them. That's the question.
Exactly.
No, 1,000,000%. That's, and that's, mm-hmm. that's the obvious thing. But what I'm saying is this is not always easy for everybody. So when, because the point that was made from the person who responded to this was, who the hell do you think you are? And I'm telling you, when Melissa, you know, Melissa can do this. Melissa can do this because she can pick it back up after Valentine's Day when all the pressure's off. You know what I mean? Give mm-hmm. it a little rest for right now and then pick it up later. So yeah. So I wonder, and thank you, by the way, have a great day. Thank you so much. I wonder if the people who are against this find dating troublesome.
Maybe, but I think that I don't see any way how it could be offensive personally. I think you're saying, listen, we're not ready to take that step. I don't want to take that step. If you want to pick it up after the holidays where you don't have to meet my family, I'm so down. It's not an ego thing. It's not like I'm too good for you thing or who do you think you are? It's just like, if I bring you around my family, we're going to have to get married and I don't want to do that. So stay home. I just know in my family that's how it is.
This part of turkey drop, I don't think we're talking about family. I think we're talking about they've just decided we're not like, and I understand the other side of that, of where, who do you think you are? Like, really? Oh, so you got it like that. So it's so easy for you. So, you got so many people around you that you could just decide that you're just going to put it on hold for a while. I understand that side of it. I understand the resentment that some might feel that way. Michaela, you're a beautiful, personable, smart, intelligent, funny, outgoing, ba, 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 ba. The list is long yet distinguished of the people who would cut off a digit just to spend 10 minutes in your shadow while you smoke a cigarette. I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So I don't, you know what? I can't expect, I speak for all the uglies. We know what it's like, and I can't expect you to understand.
No. First of all, I love you so much. I was an ugly kid, so God made me a cute adult. To your point, forget the family. I just think spending the holidays with somebody, there's a sense of romance, at least for me. So it's not like a who do you think you are? It's just like, oh, it's going to put us in a step that maybe we don't want to be in. It's romantic.
The other part is if it's gotten to a point of where somebody has named it, okay, mm-hmm. where they've named it, and it's probably like CrossFit. It's like, what are all the other things? Vegetarian, being vegan, CrossFit, driving an electric car, voting Democrat. They'll let you know. They will tell you. So if you're running, I'm doing the turkey drop. Just stop. Just do it.
Just do it
and leave me out of it. My baby on
birth. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome. To the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 22 days until Toy Drive. 3 weeks from tomorrow. So 2 weeks from tomorrow's Thanksgiving. 3 weeks from tomorrow, Toy Drive. Are you ready? Are you ready for Thanksgiving?
God, I think so.
Maybe.
Possibly. Potentially. Where'd this year go is what I'm asking myself every day.
Thank you to our buddies at Barry's Downtown Prime at Circa Las Vegas. Get yourself a gourmet to-go meal with turkey, all the fixings, everything else, add-ons. Don't forget the add-ons. Go to CircaLasVegas.com. In fact, we're going to have Chef Barry on later on this week to tell you a little more about it, because I'm sure there's, you know what I mean? There's more to it there. I will also tell you that it's for what they are charging. And again, go to CircaLasVegas.com. A major chain that a lot of us shop at mm-hmm. was doing something very similar, and their 60% off deal was still $10 more than what they're charging at Barry's Downtown Prime.
So worth it.
Yeah, I would think so. You know what's worth it too? Stick around for about another 15 minutes. Nick Carter, I believe, is in Montreal at last check. He will be here for two shows this weekend at the Venetian at the Summit Showroom. And We may have a little something in it for you if you hang out. And we're going to talk to Nick in just a few minutes right here. Chet Buchanan Show, 98.5 KLUC.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Now listen, Michaela, I'm not in favor of crime or criminals. You know this.
Yeah.
But I am... It shouldn't shock anybody to know that I do love a good smart aleck.
Oh, yeah, you do. Who doesn't?
Hackers have, I guess at one point last week, took over France's Schneider Electric, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And demanded a $125,000 ransom. However, they wanted to be paid in baguettes.
Stop.
I don't know.
Why? Yeah, that's so stupid.
Because they're French? I don't know.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, no.
You paid in baguettes. Oui, baby.
Yeah, they're making fun of them for being French. I don't know what the whole... There must be more to this story, but there was an ex-user that appeared to take responsibility for a recent cyber attack that resulted in 40 gigs of data being stolen. That doesn't seem like much, but okay. Oddly, the hacker or hackers appeared to want bread instead of dough. See what they did there?
This is so stupid.
Yeah. The hacker claims that they want Schneider Electric to admit that they were breached. And if they do so, then they only have to hand over $62,500 or half in baked goods.
They don't make criminals like they used to. These guys are too soft. Remember back in the day when they were asking for real stuff?
My guess is that they just wanted to let them know that they could do it. You know what I mean? This is one of those like, hey, just so you know, we're right. You know, we're in here. You don't have to. And they're only stealing 40 gigs of data. I mean, that seems like not much.
Harmless.
No videos, definitely. I don't know. What would be great to be like is if they replied to them with a bag, you know, with like a sack, like a trash bag.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. Where do you want them?
A full drop off.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Literally interrupted Nick in the middle of something in a hotel room. I don't know. In Montreal. I don't know. Thanks for taking the time, bro. How are you?
No. You didn't interrupt me. I was like, I'm not very, I just don't have all my equipment for, you know, the social, like the influencer stuff that, like, cause I'm on tour in Montreal right now. I'm on the, Who I Am tour, solo tour. And yeah, I just don't have all my stuff. So I was just trying to set it all up, but you didn't interrupt me at all. No.
No, it's all good. And then, so really before you get back to Vegas this weekend, are you going to Texas from Montreal? Or does that
Vegas? I have two shows here in Montreal. Then I'll head back to Vegas for about 3 days. And then I got the two shows in Vegas, and then I'll head back out for another week, and then I'm pretty much done with the solo tour.
Will you speak French in Montreal? That's what I want to know. Are you gonna try and throw in some French?
I was the worst in speaking French. Like, it was like the hardest language. Like, I know oui and bonjour and like, you know, all the normal stuff that you need. But actually my daughters in Vegas are in, they have, there's like a French class that they're in. And so they're actually almost really, really good in speaking French. And it's awesome. Also like a French cooking class that they're in.
Oh, that's so dope. How old are your girls?
So, my son, he's 8, my middle daughter, she's 5. And then my youngest daughter, she's 3. Oh, and so both girls were born in Vegas.
Yes.
You know, so, we talk about Southern Highlands, Michaela. And when I say inside the gates, outside the gates.
Is he an inside the gate?
Nick's inside the gates. He's got to go past a guard to get to his house.
It's so funny because it's like when I think of like Vegas, I think of like the spots like Summerlin, and then I think of like Southern Highlands and all this stuff. But then I think like It's like, okay, Summerlin's like on the top of the mountain, you know what I mean? And I do feel like we're below, even though we're in a guard gate, you know, we're still below the mountain. And it's almost like this little, like, I don't know, hidden sort of area that like some people know about and not a lot of people know about, but I've been there for 8 years and I absolutely love it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and like I tell everybody, I'm at 215 in Town Center. I'm where everybody who lives in the Ridges, that's where they come to get gas.
Oh my God.
That's where we live.
That's so funny. Awesome.
Okay. This show, you put up the greatest video over the weekend in Connecticut at Mohegan Sun. And oh my God, where you were just off stage and you were talking to the camera and I was in the middle of, I should have been paying attention doing something else, but I was like, oh my God, what is this? And then you're talking to the camera and then all of a sudden you go, okay, I'm going. And you headed out on stage and did the thing. And then I was like, okay, what's the first song? I'm not going to tell anybody. You'll have to figure that out on your own. But this you look like you're having an absolute blast. I was so happy for my buddy. I'm like, oh, he's having fun. Thank God.
Absolutely. Now that's what this is all about for me. You know, I've actually been doing this solo tour for almost 2 years now. I've played over 100 shows worldwide. I was over in Europe for about 2 months. I was down in South America for about 2 months. And then obviously I did a run in the States for about a couple months as well. And then I came back again and then Canada. So I've been having so much fun because it's brought me back to just the love of music, you know, and you know, what music means for me. You know, I've been doing it for so long, you know, and I'm blessed and grateful that I'm actually able to, you know, still perform with the boys and do arenas. And we just got off that world tour and everything. But this is a little more intimate and I'm able to, you know, do cover songs, you know, do Backstreet Boys songs, do solo songs. So we're just having a lot of fun on this tour.
No, and that's what I meant, because you've been grinding for so long on this thing. And I went, he looks fresh. He looks happy, you know, and I'm sure part of it is, too, because, you know, the end is near and you're coming home this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. So
thank God. But
yeah, no, yeah. I like it's so funny because I have two shows at the Venetian, and then like on Saturday and Sunday is also my son's club baseball tournament. So I'm going to go to his games.
Oh my God.
And then go do the show like both days. Hopefully he makes it to the second day. But yeah, he's in like 8U right now in Vegas for club. He plays for the Sin City Thunder. So I'm really excited about that. I basically could quit the entire music industry and just quit and just be a baseball dad. Literally, that's all I would do. Like, I love it. Absolutely love it.
By the way, I'm doing this for your wife right now. It's amazing what Nick was able to do to schedule concerts so he could be home for your son's baseball game.
Yes.
The things he won't do for these kids. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Nick Carter, two shows this weekend, which by the way, what do they call it? The Summit Ballroom Summit Showroom Summit?
Yeah.
I'm nothing against any of the other rooms. That may be my favorite room in Vegas to see a show. Cause it's like you're doing a show in your living room. It's insane. Yeah. It's insanely good.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, more with Nick Carter on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Yeah, Nick, you're in the Summit Showroom inside the Venetian, which is a great room, two nights. How do you feel?
I actually did that room. It was me, Wanye, Joey Fatone, the after party. We had did that same room, and it was so awesome because like you were like right in the artist's face, you know, and you were able to hear things, see things, you know, like it's just so impromptu and just really special place.
No, it's so fantastic. What were you going to say, Michaela?
Nothing. I feel like that was going to be the question. Like, you do all these world tours, you've got your boys, now it's you alone in such an intimate setting after all these years. Like, do you get nervous ever? Are you like, oh man, I'm a little vulnerable? Or are you like, nah, I got this?
Well, I mean, you know, if you don't have a little nerves, I think that you shouldn't be doing it. But I think it's more excitement than anything, because every single time I get up on the stage, I know that it's, you know, again, I go back to just being grateful that I'm able to even be there. Doesn't matter if it's a ginormous stage or if it's a smaller stage. It's just I'm able to still be able to perform after 31 years, you know, still, you know, a Backstreet Boy, you know, we're not quitting anytime soon, you know, and you know, I'm excited because we're in serious discussions about the next step and what we're going to be doing. And we're working on some really big stuff right now.
Yes. Yay. Which is fun. Speaking of feeling vulnerable right now, we all feel vulnerable because we all have heard things. We all know things. We all think we know things. This is, you know, it's going to be so much fun. And if I had one wish, that after party thing would be something that would happen on a regular basis.
Yes.
That was one of the greatest nights ever. I mean, and it was just, and people would pop out of the woodwork, just
it was so dope.
There were people running up, there were people coming up on stage like stars coming up on stage. I turned
around.
We
had Bobby Brown, remember?
And I'm not kidding. And I'm standing there with my wife, and all of a sudden, this man is kissing me on the cheek, and it's Joe Coy. And then he goes, "Hey, I gotta go." And he's up on stage doing what? I have no idea. But it was like, it was insane. And by the way, I have a feeling that this weekend's going to be a lot like that.
It is. I have some surprises.
Yeah.
I have some surprises.
Yeah. I think we'll leave it at that.
Wait, somebody talk to you? I have some surprises, and actually there's a really fun thing that I've been doing all across the states. I've been doing this competition because I'm calling the tour the Who I Am Tour, and so I said, well, you know what, like, why don't we do a competition and try to find like artists out there, kind of like an American Idol thing, but go like to every town that I'm performing at and try to find a local artist, you know. Mm-hmm. And I found a couple in Vegas as well that are going to come up on the second night, and they're going to get a shot, you know. So I just had them submit all their music, you know, I picked them as the winners, and so they're going to come up on stage and perform a couple songs. I also am really good friends with a guy named DJ Ashba, and he's going to be doing the first night.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Just that guy. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No, Ashba and I actually developed a really great relationship. He's in the gates as well.
Yes, he is. Part of the club.
Should be.
You guys are funny. He's become a really, really good friend of mine. And we're starting to write music together because I love what he's doing with the GDM, you know, like the dance guitar stuff.
So dope.
And he's going to come up on the first night and he's going to just shred it on the guitar. We developed a lot of really great relationships in Las Vegas, and there's just so many incredible people.
Yeah. Well, first, you got to make it out of Montreal and you got to get home. So safe travels. I hope everything goes well.
Thank you.
And then, we'll see you this weekend. It's going to be amazing, and welcome home.
Thanks, brother.
Let us be the first to say welcome home.
Welcome home, baby.
I can't wait to get back to Vegas. I've been on the road way too long. I just want to go back to the desert so bad.
I know.
I forgot how much I love you. B, I forgot how much I hate you because you look so great. You look like you're 18 still. I'm telling you, grow your hair out and it's 1995 all over again.
Oh my God, thank you so much. Man, I love you too, Chet. And thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it.
And I just got a note from Nick's PR people, Mika. Did you see this?
No.
7 o'clock tomorrow morning, we're going to give away a pair of tickets and meet and greet passes. So come back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. Thanks, Nick Carter and Nick Carter's PR people.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings
on 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's the more you know before we go. Ties are not very common in the NFL, especially these days. The Chicago Bears hold the record with the most ties in a single season with 6, including 3 games in a row, which is also a record, but that was obviously way back in the day. Probably before they had overtime. Know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Probably.
Pez originally, you know, now it's just like a one-off, you know, just kind of like a nothing, you know what I mean? Not a nothing candy, but you know what I mean by that. It's just, it's common. It's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Pez was originally marketed as a sophisticated, healthy candy for adults when it came out in America in 1953. Within 2 years, they shifted the marketing. They went, this isn't working. And it became a candy for kids with a toy as the dispenser.
Oh my God, listen to me. It was sophistication for 7-year-olds because we felt so cool being able to be like, would you like one? And then opening the little head and being like, grab one.
Oh, yes. And Tic Tacs. Then remember,
Tic Tacs.
Remember when you were old enough that you were able to have your own Tic Tacs? That was a sign of adulthood.
Yes, it was. Well,
these are a little too much, but now you can have. And then when you had your own, your little shaker box of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Would you like some Tic Tacs? All of a sudden you had a French accent because you were fancy. I got you. Okay. Now listen. Before penicillin, the best available cure for syphilis was intentionally giving somebody malaria. Now, why they know this, for the record, I'm a fully formed grown adult man. I really don't know what syphilis is. I don't want to know. I don't intend on having it. And I'm convinced that if that ends up in my search history, that's the day that I get in a horrible car accident and die. And then they go back and they go, yeah, why was he looking for syphilis? And so I don't need that aggravation and I don't care. And so I'm not worried about it. I'm also afraid of what I might see. So,
Well, it makes you feel better. I have no idea what it means either. So I'm glad you admitted it for like half of the people listening, including myself.
Sure. So you intentionally gave somebody malaria because it would cause such a high fever that it would kill off the syphilis.
Smart.
Of course, it could also potentially kill you, but at least you wouldn't have syphilis.
There, so,
there you go. That's a good point to end on, I think. That's probably enough for one day. Yeah. Let's And look how close we are to Friday already. You know what I mean? This is awesome. Have an amazing day. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Follow us at 985 KLUC. Adrian, what you got with the 60,000 subscriber man? Woo. What you got going?
Hey, be sure to follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Go check out the Unlikely podcast, especially on YouTube. You should subscribe and then get off of YouTube when you're done watching and go on the Odyssey app where you can listen to it and listen to the Jeb Buchanan
and Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H Gordon, and I'll see you tonight at Fountain Blue, 8 p.m.
Yeah, and then we'll see you tomorrow right here. Have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Jeb Buchanan Show.